I really feel like we're still in the early days for a lot of folks who are looking at lifetime income solutions. They need to understand what they are. They need to understand how they fit within a plan and what are those fiduciary considerations.
This is 401k Specialist Editor-in-Chief Brian Anderson, and this is the 401k Specialist Podcast. Today, we're very happy to have one of the foremost experts when it comes to annuities and their place as in-plan guaranteed income solutions within workplace retirement plans in Tomiko Toland. Tomiko has spent more than two decades tracking trends and key issues on retirement income, in that time becoming a thought leader and a very in-demand speaker on the topic of retirement and annuities in the individual and institutional markets. She recently started Toland Consulting LLC to share her insights, experience, and strategic analysis with clients, and she's very passionate about helping people gain a better understanding of often complex annuity products. Prior to starting her consulting business last year, she served as managing director, head of lifetime income strategy and market intelligence within the product and business development area at TIAA, and before that was director retirement markets for Canix, where she spearheaded business development in the 401k space and was responsible for research and thought leadership on annuities. Today, we get to hear what's on her mind on a variety of retirement income-related topics, which is obviously a hot-button issue in the workplace retirement plan world this year. So welcome to the 401k Specialist Podcast, Tomiko.
Thank you so much. Super excited to be here talking about my favorite topic.
All right. Well, we're here at the start of a new year, and I'm here with the annuity Yoda, so it seems like a good place to start it. Is 2024 going to be the year for lifetime income in workplace retirement plans?
So a lot of us that have been around for a while have heard that pretty much every year. And I think it's going to be a good year, but it's not necessarily going to be the avalanche year that I think many of us had sort of hoped for and have now gotten a little more realistic about.
Way back in 2012, way ahead of the curve, you published a detailed report on in-plan guarantees that identified trends and opportunities in an evolving marketplace. It has certainly evolved plenty since then, but I'm wondering if you can share, what are some of the key differences within the industry today compared to when you originally published that report?
So I think a lot of the changes have actually been somewhat invisible. A lot of it's really structural, our ability to, operationally support the inclusion of annuities. So that is really a big deal, as well as the fact that it's quite clear now that target dates are driving the bus for 401ks. Whether it's, actual CITs or managed account-based structures, we're still seeing a tremendous evolution for the delivery of any target date solution. It's really very exciting because this enables more different ways to offer an annuity for plan participants, and particularly as a default, which, I have a lot of thoughts about. I know this is a little bit of a controversial topic, but anyway.
All right. Next, I'd like to hear your thoughts about the role of defaults with lifetime income.
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing is that when people are told, make a decision about an annuity on your own, they typically don't do that. Really, the adoption of annuities when it's completely up to the participant is low. And the problem with that is that a lot of plan sponsors really want to protect their participants. It's one of the reasons they put other defaults in place. And this is just one of those things that if we want actual protection of lifetime income for those participants, it's just got to be part of the default. Now, how that manifests is different with different solutions. So this is not a one-size-fits-all, even under the umbrella of defaulting itself.
Hey, there's been a lot of buzz around managed accounts lately. Can you tell us about the need for retirement plan advisors to adopt useful vocabulary to talk about managed accounts in retirement plans?
Yeah, so this is something that I noticed when I was at TIA, and the way that we talked about things like custom target date, and what does that actually mean? How do people perceive that? And from the TIA perspective, there was really effective implementation using a very low-cost managed account. So the reality is that that's not necessarily sort of in the standard lexicon when people think about traditional managed accounts. And I could see that that was becoming a little bit of like a communications challenge. Like, what do people have in mind when they think about customization, personalization? Is it a record keeper driven managed account model solution? Is it advisor managed accounts? So we tend to use one term, managed accounts, and we describe an entire spectrum of delivery, and people haven't really reconciled what all those things mean and what it is that someone is offering. So I think that that's really adding a lot of confusion to the conversation, because that is a, you know, common way of integrating lifetime income.
Right. Okay. Let's talk for a minute about the role of education. There's still a lot of work to be done to help people understand what guaranteed in-plan solutions are, how they work, how they can help people build a secure retirement. What are some of the key challenges you see right now in terms of education?
So I really feel like we're still in the early days for a lot of folks who are looking at lifetime income solutions. They need to understand what they are. They need to understand how they fit within a plan and what are those fiduciary considerations. So, you know, I think that there's a ton of work just with basic education to help different plan fiduciaries, whether it's sponsors, advisors, consultants, become more comfortable with how they see the marketplace and how they integrate these concepts within their existing methods for making selections and monitoring really any investment within the plan.
Let's switch gears a little bit here and talk about what you're up to these days. In addition to your relatively new consulting practice, I understand you are also in the process of launching another new initiative called the 401k Annuity Hub. So why did you decide to launch a market intelligence service for this space?
Yeah. So the funny thing is that, you know, I really come from the data space, market intelligence, competitive intelligence. And when I started going off on my own and thinking about what are the best ways of bringing education out there, I realized that we lack a centralized source of just basic market data on the solutions out there, particularly through the lens of the fiduciaries. And myself being more from the product area, I always broke things down as products and through that annuity lens. And I'm really coming to appreciate that we need to approach it differently. So this has been really the evolution of my own thinking reflected in how should we collect the information and then reshare it to really help with education and with adoption.
And I also hear that's not the only new thing you're up to right now. I also want to congratulate you on assuming a committee leadership role with the Defined Contribution Institutional Investment Association. That's a mouthful right there. Tell us about why you're excited to be taking this one on.
Well, thanks so much for bringing that up. I'm really excited to be part of the leadership committee for the Retirement Income Committee of DCEA. And it's so important to me because I really feel like DCEA has taken a role front and center in helping with education, helping tackle the challenges that everybody is facing when it comes to all retirement income solutions. Obviously, I'm focused specifically on lifetime income, which is, you know, those solutions that use an annuity in some way. But I'm very excited to be a part of that and to help spread the message and work together with a great group of folks just to push things forward for all of us.
Okay. Well, Tomago Tolan, this has been great. Thank you so much for sharing all your insights today on the 401k Specialist Podcast.
Thank you.